My name is Daniel Solis. I am a gas construction crew lead. I've been with CoServ going on 6 years in August. One of my most memorable times at CoServ would have to be when I was working off a custer in McKinney. I was measuring off a mile-long job, and halfway back to my truck, I see what I thought was a dog at first. Then it turned out it was a coyote. I started walking backwards, and it started walking towards me. I looked for help from my crew, but they were busy laughing at me from the truck. That's when I kind of panicked. I picked up a stick, and luckily the coyote just went back into the woods. That was pretty funny and kind of scary at the same time.
My name is Craig Lay. I am on the gas service team. I'm a gas service technician, and I've been at CoServ for a little over a year. I think my most memorable story happened shortly after I started working here. There was a hit line. A construction company was boring, and they hit a gas line in Frisco, which caused an outage for about 70 houses. The gas compliance guys had got out there, and they had to shut off the gas to all 70 houses that were affected. I got out there shortly after that with some of the other guys from the service team. And so over the course of the next couple hours, basically the gas construction team had to repair the line. And that took a little while. And after that line was repaired, the gas service guys went around to those 70 houses and had to knock on each door and restore the gas to each house. And that took about 5 hours total, and maybe even longer from the time the line was hit until we got done was probably around 7 or 8 hours. So that's definitely one of the most memorable things.
When you're out in the field, you have to be able to do a good and safe job, not only for you, but for your crew and our customers.
If I could use one word to describe a CoServ field ops worker, it would be tough. You got to work in the heat, the hottest days of the summer, and the coldest days of the winter, and there's really no room to complain or check out, pouring rain or anything like that.
A very happy 811 day to you, Sarah Ellis.
Oh, same to you, Jason Kress.
Oh, thanks. For those of you listening, 811 Day, also known as National Safe Digging Day, is an annual initiative that encourages the practice of safe digging in communities by calling 811, a nationwide toll-free number, before any excavation project.
The U.S. has about 2.6 million miles of natural gas pipelines, and some of those are buried in your front yard. Plus, there are several other underground lines, including electricity, water, and telecommunications.
Hashtag call before you dig. Hashtag call 811. Today, we want to share about calling 811 before you dig, and in the process, tell you a little more about CoServ's natural gas affiliate, CoServ Gas.
Yes, we have not had a chance to talk about CoServ Gas yet. We've kind of talked about electric, but CoServ also provides natural gas in addition to our electric service. You heard from some of our CoServ gas employees at the top of this episode.
I feel bad for Daniel, that story with the coyote. His friends are really great people, but they just thought it was hilarious to see him get chased. Anyway, I guess that's part of the initiation process of gas. I don't know. So let's start there. CoServ Gas provides service across North Texas, from Fort Worth to Ponder to Prosper to Forney. And we currently serve around 130,000 customers.
That's a lot of gas stoves and heaters.
Yeah, maybe even a gas refrigerator, too.
Wait, that exists?
Yeah, I didn't know that gas refrigerators existed until the research for this episode, but they are a real thing. They do use natural gas. There are some that use liquid propane and others that use natural gas, but hey, maybe there's some out there in our service area right now, chilling, just chilling.
CoServ Gas was established in 1998, and because it's only 22 years old, our infrastructure is pretty modern compared to most companies in the natural gas industry. Modern infrastructure means newer pipes, and you may have seen pictures of our gas crews working on these bright yellow pipes. Those are polyethylene pipes, which are much safer and last longer than iron or concrete or PVC pipes.
So why does the type of pipe matter?
Well, modern pipe technology means the pipes last longer before needing to be repaired or replaced. Some gas distribution companies add the cost of replacing old gas lines into customers' rates. Imagine paying an extra $5 a month because the company lines are old.
It's safer to replace old lines than cut costs, but what we're getting at is that CoServ Gas uses the latest technology to provide safe, affordable, and reliable energy for your home.
Along those lines...
classic energy pun.
We also empathize with the strain that high energy costs can put on your budget. That's why we secure the most competitive gas prices available from multiple sources. And because we don't mark up the cost of natural gas, we pass these savings directly to you, our CoServ Gas customers.
I really wish that we had natural gas here at my apartment because I've heard that in the winter, it's incredibly effective in heating your house and are cheaper. Now, you know, Texas is a little more mild, but there are plenty of days where we have the heat running. So I'm always like, oh man, I can't wait to have a place someday that has gas because... gas stove, super awesome, gas heaters.
Yeah, in college, my husband lived in a house with a couple other guys right by campus. It was an older house. They had gas heat, except the landlord didn't tell them that they had gas heat. So when winter came, I went over to the house to hang out and see everybody, and it was like 50 degrees in the house. And I was like, guys, what's going on? And they didn't realize they had gas heat until like later that week. And I was like, what? So they slept, like it was like 50 degrees in the house and they were wearing their jackets. And yeah.
So did they, what? I'm so confused. Did they just not think that
they didn't
had,
know.
So they thought like, oh, the AC, oh, the heat's not working. It's electric. And we've raised it to 78 and it's not turning on.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. So did they have to like, is it like one of those furnace type deals where they had to turn it on separately?
Yeah, they had to go and they had to actually go turn it on and they didn't know because the landlord didn't tell them. And
interesting.
None of them had lived in a house where they'd had to do that. So I still make fun of them for that just a little bit.
That's hilarious. Well, is it 8:11 o'clock yet?
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, anyway, let's dig into some fun facts about 8:11 and the nationwide call 8:11 service.
There we go.
As we mentioned at the beginning, 8:11 is a nationwide toll-free number that you're supposed to call before any type of digging 16 inches or more underground. You not only should call this number, you're required to by law here in Texas.
This is what happens when you call 8:11. You give them your address or the location of where you're going to dig, and within 2 business days, utility and communications providers will come out and mark your yard or the spot where you want to dig with pretty colored flags. These flag markings provide 2 important pieces of information. One, the color of the marking indicates the kind of underground lines present, like high-speed internet, natural gas, and electric, and number 2, these flags indicate the approximate locations of utility lines underground, type, and location. That's what the flags are for. Please note that because these markings are an approximate location, you still need to use caution when digging near the markings.
Yep, don't want to be that guy or girl who cuts your neighbor's internet. Ugh.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want to cut a natural gas line because that can be very dangerous.
Also, you heard at the beginning of this episode, our guy Craig was talking about how time-consuming a cut line can be, just the process of repairing the line and getting it back up and then turning the gas back on for your house. Just imagine being without your gas for like 8 hours. I think that's basically how long he said it, the whole process took. Or if you hit your electricity, you could be out for hours. If you hit your internet, you could also be out for hours. So by taking just a few minutes to call 8:11, you can really save yourself quite the headache. So an interesting story happened to one of my friends in Arizona. He called 8:11 to get the markings done and do some digging in his backyard. Well, he was digging in an area sort of near the markings, but I think he felt like it was far enough away where he was surprised. He actually hit a gas line that was unmarked. And he had to, you know, like him and his wife and kid had to leave the house and call the fire department. And the utility came out, repaired the line and stuff, and everybody was safe. But it was one of those things where I think it was an old line that didn't show up on the maps or whatever. So it's just one of those things when you're digging, just to be careful. If you ever do hit a gas line, call 911 right away. They have connections with our dispatch, and we send out our gas crews pretty much immediately after a cut line, and they get out there and they can fix it. But just be careful, and especially when you're digging in the yard, just use caution, even if you're super far away from the markings of these flags. Just be careful.
There are external factors besides.
Yes. Yeah.
What 811
does. Shifty soil.
Does.
Yeah. Old lines that have got. Yeah. So thankfully they're okay. But I was like, So Sarah, did you know that if someone calls 811 before they dig, they have a 99% chance of avoiding an injury, incident, harm to the environment, and even death?
I didn't, but I'd say the odds are in your favor if you call 811.
They sure are, because more than 80% of no-call incidents, so when somebody has an incident because they didn't call 811, 80% of those situations leads to damaged gas equipment. So that's also odds not in your favor, or I guess in your favor to hit a gas line. Yeah, that's just dangerous.
Yikes. I guess the point is real friends don't let friends dig without calling 811.
Amen, sister. Well, this certainly has been a fun time celebrating 811 Day.
It sure has. It's a pretty low-key holiday.
Yeah, definitely like the opposite of Thanksgiving and Halloween. Anyway, what better way to top off a party than with a little quiz?
What kind of parties have you been to?
Don't worry about it. Anyway, it's quiz time. Here's our question. You're the only contestant we have today, Sarah. Unfortunately, we couldn't get anybody else on here. But here's question number one. You should call 811 before which of the following activities? Building or repairing a fence, planting a tree, installing a sprinkler system, any chore or maintenance that requires digging, or E, all of the above.
I don't think I have to phone a friend for this one. I think I know it. E, all of the above.
Man, that was like maybe too easy. Question two, which is not a way to request an 811 ticket? Call 811. Text 811 or visit texas811.org.
Let's see. Text 811?
Dang, I was trying to trick you, but yes, you can't text 811. I guess you could. I don't know who would respond or how it would respond, but you actually can request an 811 ticket online. So although they say, you know, call 811, that's the best thing to remember for mental remembrance. But you can go online and request a ticket. And so it's takes about the same time. So you choose. You want to call, you want to go online. But either way, definitely request an 811 ticket. All right, you're doing pretty good. 2 for 2, Sarah. Here is question number 3. Who is Mr. Diggs?
Oh, Diggs. He's our main man. Technically, our main armadillo. Mr. Diggs is the mascot for CoServe Gas.
That's right.
There is some mystery surrounding his rise to fame, but ultimately, he is known for his commitment to safe digging. Pre-pandemic, you could find him at community events, but for now, he's on Twitter at MrDiggs811. I know all this info sounds like a solid dating profile. To all of our lady armadillos listening to this show and wondering, is Mr. Diggs single? It's complicated.
Some would say Diggs is the most interesting armadillo alive. Anywho, back to our quiz. You got them all right. 3 for 3. So well done, Sarah. Congratulations.
Yay.
Ta-da!
What do I win?
You win a gas refrigerator.
Oh, great. We don't have gas in our home.
Oh. I guess the questions were a little easy compared to previous party quizzes that I've experienced.
But, Jason, seriously, what parties are you talking about?
Mr. Diggs himself provided these next few questions, and they are true or false questions. So thank you, kind sir, for these questions. Hopefully they are as interesting as expected. Okay, true or false? I remember when the utilities were put in and I've called before. I don't need to call again.
False.
That's right. It's false because the depth of the pipelines and other utilities can change over time. And so you shouldn't make an assumption because, again, you could be the person who knocks out your neighbor's internet, your internet, or a gas pipeline, and it's really dangerous. Also, Texas soil is kind of shifty, so you should definitely take precautions in this area. True or false? I'm not digging very deep. I don't want to bother anyone for a small project.
False. Because I don't know what they mean by very deep. I'm going to assume that this person's going to still dig too far and say false.
Correct. The answer is false. So kind of going back to the first question, you don't know the depth of the pipelines that are underneath the surface, and so you don't want to take that risk. But also, you're not bothering anyone. You don't need to feel like you're bothering, you know, the 811 folks. We would rather be safe than sorry, and it's part of our jobs. You know, it's part of the Coast Reef Gas team's jobs, and it's part of other local telecommunications providers' jobs to mark things so that it keeps their infrastructure safe and reliable. And don't feel bad about calling 811 or going online and requesting a ticket. Number three, calling 811 costs money.
False.
Right. Again, 3 for 3. It's free. The cost is paid by utility companies like us. True or false? Calling 811 will hold up my work, and I don't have time to call.
I'm going to say false, because if you really think that, you might hit a pipeline, and then you'll really, you know, be delayed.
Exactly. Calling 811 is fast, and after you call, the professional locators are there within 2 to 3 business days. So it's worth the wait. It is, I mean, we'll talk about this a little more, but it's illegal not to call them. Last question, Sarah.
Ready.
True or false? You're required by Texas law to call 811 before digging in your backyard.
True.
That's right. Yeah, it actually is a law. So if you don't call 811... I'm making a face right now. I don't know how to...
Let me describe your face.
Yeah, please describe your face. You know that emoji that's like the cheese, but it's like a straight cheese? That,
yeah. Like, ooh, is the noise that I make when I see that one.
Yeah, the Well done, Sarah.
Oh, I'm guessing I passed with flying colors.
Yeah, you put all the other partygoers to shame. Question you'd like us to answer here on the show, send it to podcast@coastserve.com. Especially if you have that gas refrigerator, we'd love to hear from you.
As a Meter of Fact is hosted by me, Sarah Ellis, and Jason Kress. We are produced by Oscar Martinez and mixed by Jason.
Special thanks to Daniel Solis and Craig Lay for their stories. Thank you guys both very much. And thanks to all the men and women on the Coastserve Gas team for your awesome work. You are much appreciated. And finally, thank you to Mr. Diggs for simply being you. You inspire us and make us want to be better men and women more than you know.
As a Meter of Fact is brought to you by CoServe. Thanks for listening.